After the Democrats took control of Congress in 2006, I delivered a commentary noting that a battle for the soul of the Democratic Party was brewing. Would the Bill Clinton-era policies of NAFTA, no improved opportunities for workers to join unions, ridiculous focus on budget balance and financial deregulation while doing nothing to reduce inequality, continue to dominate? Or on the other hand, would the views of populists like newly elected Senator Jim Webb of Virginia begin to dominate? Well, we know now, after 8 years of George W. Bush's farcical rerun of Reagan policies, and almost 8 years of very moderate efforts to ameliorate the situation under Obama, Clinton policies prevailed. Obama's stimulus package was too small. His financial regulatory law was too weak. His efforts to reduce inequality were relatively ineffective, except for certain taxes and subsidies built into the Affordable Care Act. He has doubled down on trade deals in the spirit of NAFTA, though his preferred candidate, Hillary Clinton, opposes it. In short, Bill Clinton-era policies seem to be what the Democratic Party's elite wants. Enter Bernie Sanders. His campaign has posed an important dilemma for the Hillary Clinton campaign in particular and the Democratic Party establishment in general. How do they get the Sanders supporters on board to defeat Donald Trump, while at the same time preserving their bona fides with the super rich who are inclined to support Hillary because even they are afraid of a Trump presidency? Well, guess what? They can't. They've got to fish or cut bait. This is where the platform issues at the Democratic Party convention come to the fore. Bernie Sanders and his supporters want a platform that reflects what the majority of Democrats, including the majority of Hillary Clinton supporters, believe in. They want a $15 a year minimum wage. They support Sanders' proposal for Medicare for all and free college tuition. They want to break up the big banks. They want an end to trade deals that force blue-collar Americans to compete with lower-paid foreigners, deals that at the same time extend patent and copyright monopolies, costing American consumers and taxpayers billions of dollars a year, for example, on patented pharmaceuticals. Since the rank and file of Hillary supporters want what Sanders wants, it should be a no-brainer for the Democrats to agree on those proposals for the platform and then go ahead and run on that platform. This would be the best way to get skeptical Sanders supporters to realize that a Hillary Clinton administration would not be a back-to-the-90s rerun of the policies of Bill Clinton's administration. But it cannot stop with the platform. When Franklin Roosevelt was elected in 1932, he met with a number of prominent labor leaders. They came with a variety of policy proposals. Roosevelt told them, "I agree with you. Now make me do it." That is what the Sanders and Clinton supporters need to do after crafting a progressive Democratic Party platform from which to challenge Donald Trump. They need to keep the energy, spirit, and participation that Sanders has engendered, organized for the long struggle to force a President Hillary Clinton to implement policies that, quite frankly, she would not be inclined to do if left to her own devices. She might be tempted to reach out to so-called moderate Republicans and responsible business leaders to protect them from a Trump presidency and adopt policies that throw the majority of rank-and-file Democrats under the bus. The organized Sanders and rank-and-file Clinton supporters at the Democratic Convention and beyond must be prepared to force Hillary Clinton to do the right thing.